It's Christmas time in Germany, and it's cold. With winter here and the snow beginning to fall, everyone at this typical outdoor Christmas market in Cologne are searching for a way to stay warm. And luckily, every Christmas market in Germany has the cure for these freezing winter days, Glühwein. Literally meaning glowing wine, Glühwein is a traditional hot beverage made from red or white wine. Known as mulled wine in English, it is simmered with spices like cinnamon, cloves, star anise, and cardamom. The drink is a necessity at every Christmas market in Germany, including this one in downtown Cologne, where 67-year-old Norbert huddles in front of a wooden stall sipping a small glass.
This is the third Christmas market for us today. Last year we went to Berlin, the year before that we were in Dresden, and so we get around quite a lot. But the Glühwein tastes delicious and sweet everywhere.
Here at the market I can smell the sweet roasted almonds, the juicy German Bratwurst, and munch on Lebkuchen, a traditional Christmas treat similar to gingerbread. Dozens of tightly packed wooden stands sell everything from food to jewelry and gifts. But it seems like every second booth is selling Glühwein. So with so many options to choose from, what makes for the best Glühwein? Before I start my quest for the tastiest mulled wine in Cologne, I need some advice from a professional. Martin Kuhn is a wine and liquor inspector for the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Part of his job is to go to the yearly Christmas markets to taste the quality of Glühwein.
It's important that the alcohol level of Glühwein is at least 7%, according to EU legislation. Alcohol burns away at 78 degrees Celsius, so we obviously test the temperature of the Glühwein at the Christmas market with thermometers. If the Glühwein is heated too much, then not only does the alcohol get lost, but the sugar also caramelizes and the cinnamon burns. And then it really tastes quite disgusting and only like burnt caramel.
With that in mind, I'm ready to start my search for the best Glühwein, starting right here at Rudolfplatz in Cologne. Every booth offers both red and white Glühwein at €2.50 per cup. 20-year-old Camilo is working on his third glass and tells me what a good Glühwein should taste like.
Süß, lecker.
Sweet, delicious. It has to be hot. It has to have a shot of hard liquor and has to warm you up from the inside.
Muss einfach wärmen von innen.
The head of a small Glühwein booth says they sell approximately 500 to 600 liters of Glühwein per day. They also offer Glühwein mit Schuss, with a shot of hard liquor.
The red one is the traditional Glühwein everyone knows. The white version is an apple cinnamon Glühwein with Christmas spices. You can also add a shot of hard liquor. We have Amaretto, we have rum and Jägermeister. The Jägermeister Glühwein even has its own name. We call it Hot Deer.
What he can't tell me is how the Glühwein is actually made and what exactly it contains. As it turns out, the Glühwein isn't produced by the booth owners themselves, but it is delivered by a large supplier.
We don't produce it ourselves, but we've been working with this supplier for years, and we almost have the best Glühwein. That's what the customers say. We are the smallest booth here at Rudolfplatz, but one of the best.
I decide to continue my quest for the best Glühwein at the Stadtgarten Christmas Market, because I've heard they sell organic Glühwein, so maybe they'll know more about where it comes from. Katharina von Welk works at one of the Glühwein stands here. Crammed behind a little wooden booth with nothing but Glühwein to sell, she is convinced her Glühwein is the best and strongest in the city.
We have our own winemaker, Georg Foster, and the wine comes from his organic vineyard. Our Glühwein is better because of the spice blend and because of the level of alcohol. Our red Glühwein has an alcohol content of 13% and the white Glühwein has 12% alcohol. That's almost double the amount of the required minimum level of alcohol, which is 7%.
Here, the Glühwein costs €3.10, more than at the other markets, but business seems to be booming anyways. But does organic Glühwein really taste good? Michael has just bought a glass from Katharina. For the 33-year-old, it's the first time this year at a Christmas market. So how does the organic Glühwein taste?
Süß und würzig.
Sweet and aromatic. This one here tastes a little more like aniseed than others. If you know Lebkuchen, that's what it tastes like. Sometimes Glühwein is a little too sweet, then it tastes like warm sugar water. But it shouldn't be too bitter either.
It seems like not only the Germans enjoy the Glühwein here. Brian and Patty from Ireland specifically chose this Stuttgarten Christmas market to have their first taste of glühwein this year. They say it tastes a little bit like hot port back home.
Yeah, it's very nice, actually. Before we spoke, I wasn't really sure if I liked glühwein, but the more I drink this, I think it's getting better. Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's nice. It tastes very festive. I didn't really want it to, but yeah, it's kind of starting to feel a little bit joyous.
So it sounds like it's worth paying a bit more for the organic brew, and I think I found the right spot to do some glühwein tasting myself now. This is Anna-Sophie Brentin for DW in Cologne. Cheers, and Merry Christmas.